Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in season 5 with the commentary of the Svarno and the notes and the translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in chapter 4, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Dalet, paragraph 24. We're going to stop for today before this spring hiatus, the spring break, Passover, Pesach break for about a week and a half or so. Then, God willing, we'll come back and then hopefully finish off the season, take our big summer hiatus and come back, hopefully, Mirz Hashem, with a new commentator with the start of the school year as we try to do Bli Neder. Today's Mishnah to end off before spring break, very interesting. Shmuel talks about how not to rejoice when you see your enemy falling. I like to talk about often, we're not supposed to have enemies. My dad used to say, there's not enemies in life. You're not supposed to have enemies in life, just people you like a little less. But everyone should really be liked on some level. If we all had ahavat chinam, love for one another, love for a fellow Jew, love for the world in general, maybe we would finally be zoche to have the third Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we'd be zoche to have Mashiach come, because if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinat chinam, and it wasn't rebuilt in our generation, by definition, the Gemara points out, it says if it was destroyed again in each generation that the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt, it was as if it was destroyed again. And if it was destroyed because of sinat chinam, that means that the problem still is sinat chinam, as well as the other Beis HaMikdash being destroyed for Gila Reis, Shvichas Damim, Vodah Zarah, idolatry, immorality, and idol worship. Of course, idols not the stone and wood idols of the olden days, but there's many types of idol worship nowadays, such as the love of fame, worshiping those people out there that don't deserve it, worshiping entertainers, worshiping people, worshiping money, worshiping jobs, worshiping materialism. But in any ways, in general, we have to think about how to love each person, not to have enemies in general, just people we like a little less. And Shmuel teaches us here, don't rejoice if someone else falls. Shmuel HaKatan Omer. Shmuel HaKatan says, why was he called the small one? Maybe on some level it could be that he had really good humility. Maybe he considered himself small compared to everyone else. I don't know the exact explanation why he called the small one, but maybe it could be a lesson in humility. Shmuel HaKatan Omer. Shmuel HaKatan says, Bin Pol Aivacha, Al Tismach, when your enemy falls, be not glad. Uvikash lo al yageli becha, uvikash lo al yageli becha. And when he stumbles in your heart, don't be joyous. Don't rejoice when he falls. Pen your eh. I don't know. Rabbi enav heshiv me'alav apo. Maybe Hashem will see and it will displease him and he'll turn his wrath from him to you. This is actually a phrase that I believe comes from Mishle or Koheles. I believe it is actually from one of the books of Tanakh, and he used to quote this. This was a saying that he used to say to people around him. So when you see your enemy falling, don't be glad. When he stumbles, don't be rejoicing. Don't be joyous. We don't want Hashem to turn his wrath from him to you. So we don't want to see anyone fall. We don't want to see anyone stumble. We don't want to see anyone be sinning. We want only the repentance of the person. Hashem says, I don't want anyone to die. I don't want to kill anyone. I want them to be repenting in rejoicingness. And we want to make sure that we are able to do tshuva. Hashem would rather tshuva than, God forbid, killing off people. So when you see other people, even if they're people you don't like, even if they're people that don't agree with you, don't be joyous if they're falling, if they're stumbling. Because we don't want Hashem to say, oh, you're happy with others fall. What about if you fall? We don't want that. So only have good in your heart for other people. Have ahavat chinam, ahavat tov for other people, ahavas chesed for other people, lashon tov for other people. Maybe that would be a way that we could finally rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, maybe rebuilt speedily in our days as we come to Pesach and we think about freedom, how we came out as a free nation. Maybe we can make everyone free in the world to love one another and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. May that be today. The Sforno points out, greater is the hatred of the unlettered ignoramuses for Torah scholars than that of the nations of the world for Israel, which is coming from Pesachim 49b. When this sage Shmuel observed that certain scholars of his time were extremely upset by this animosity and that they rejoiced whenever such ignoramuses stumbled and fell, as Rabbi Akiva said, Mi yitain li am ha'aretz ve'an shechnu kachamor. If only I had the opportunity, I would bite an ignoramus like a donkey. from Sachem. He said that it is not proper to rejoice over their downfall. Rather, one should be concerned regarding their wickedness, which caused their downfall, thereby emulate our Creator, who said, Ki lo achbots bimos hames, I do not want the death of the wicked. That comes from Yechezkel, which we talked about before, that really he wants them to do tshuva, to repent. The notes point out, in Masechet Pesachim, we are told that Rabbi Akiva said, when I was an Am Haaretz, an ignoramus, I used to say, if only I could be given the opportunity to bite a scholar as I would a donkey. In the version quoted by the Sforno, the statement is reversed. Rabbi Akiva says, if only I had the opportunity, I would bite an ignoramus like a donkey. The Sforno uses the statement of Rabbi Akiva to illustrate the animosity which prevailed in his day between Torah scholars and Am Haaretz, literally people of the land, the unlettered and uneducated folk. As the Sforno sees it, Shmuel HaKatan chastises these intolerant and intemperate scholars, quoting the verse in Proverbs 24 to prove his point. He urges them to hate the sin and not the sinner. Hate the sin, not the sinner. You could disagree with people. You cannot like what they do. You cannot like the actions they go about. But just because a person does something doesn't make them into that person. So hate the sin, not the sinner. Hate the action, not the person. You could disagree on politics. You could disagree on viewpoints. You could disagree on things in life that people do. But don't hate the person. Hate the idea. That's why we shouldn't want anyone to stumble and fall. We shouldn't want anyone to be punished. We should want everyone to be in repentance and only have good things. And may we be zoche in such a merit to have Ahavat Chinam for everyone around us, and Lashon Tov, speaking good, seeking the benefit of the doubt of those around us. Maybe we could finally be zoche to have the Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days, and may that day officially be today. This has been the TTPA, here with your host, Tani.